Welcome to the Discover Strength podcast. I'm Luke Carlson. I'm the founder and CEO of Discover Strength, and I'm thrilled to be relaunching the podcast, and I get to serve as the host. Logan Hurtley, our longtime host, has taken on a general manager role for our Draper Utah franchise. We're thrilled to have him out there leading the growth of that location and that market. We'll miss him as a host for this podcast. We'll definitely have him back on as a guest exercise physiologist. I want to walk through what the structure of the podcast is going to look like going forward. We're really going to talk about three things. At Discover Strength, we say that we have internally three obsessions. And we're going to talk about those three obsessions. The first obsession, of course, is strength training. This is going to be 90% of our content. The strength training is going to be centered around sifting through myths and misconceptions and utilizing an evidence-based approach. You know, when I was 20 years old and an undergraduate student at the University of Minnesota, studying motor units and muscle fibers, and I can tell you the classroom I was sitting in, Cook Hall, it was a summer course, I thought to myself, I love learning about motor units and muscle fibers and biomechanics and exercise physiology, all of it. But I also realized in that moment, we weren't studying any of this in a vacuum. If all of this exercise science didn't trickle down and actually impact how a human being worked out, all of it was for naught. And I realized at that time, this is the year 2000, there was a tremendous amount of exercise science research being conducted and being published. And there was also a heck of a lot of people engaged in exercise, yet the exercise they did, the workouts that people were doing, they were completely unreflective of all this scientific research. So I said then and there, well, I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life trying to bridge the gap between the exercise science research and how people actually work out. I mean, I'm an advocate of exercise and working out. I think if we work out in a given day, that workout should be the best part of our day. But I think we can get so much more out of the workout if we apply the scientific literature, the scientific research to that workout. So that's really our first focus is going to be, we're going to talk about strength training through this evidence-based lens. Like I said, 90% of our content will be there. But the other two obsessions of Discover Strength are customer service, customer experience, hospitality. Okay, so we like to use the terminology customer service. We've been inspired by brands like the Ritz-Carlton and 11 Madison Park, the restaurant in New York City. We'll talk about customer service. And then our last obsession, our third obsession, is leadership and management. Now, we're not going to spend the bulk of our time on either one of these. Maybe 10% of our content will be around customer experience and leadership and management. But my lens for all three of these, the strength training, the customer service content, and the leadership and management content will be, is it relevant to our customer? Would this be a topic that that you're interested in? Is this a topic that you find to uplift you, to add value to how you approach your workouts, your life, your own work? That's going to be my filter. To that end, we'll probably approach this three different ways. Many of these episodes will be solo. It'll just be me going deep on a particular topic. The bulk of the episodes, I'm going to be joined by a Discover Strength exercise physiologist. We have so many talented exercise physiologists across our system, and I'll have many of these individuals on and do Q&As with them or do a deep dive on a particular topic. And then lastly, I'll bring in guests that maybe come from academia, exercise science researchers that we want to go deep on a particular topic, or a new study that they have published has significant relevance to our training and to our clients' workouts. We got to go deep on how do we apply this research to that specific workout. Again, my lens there will be it's got to add value. It's got to actually impact how you engage in your workout, and then to a lesser extent, how you engage in your life and your work. And it should upskill you. It should uplift you by interacting with this. That's going to be my lens. We're going to publish every week. I look forward to being with you and excited to get to host the Discover Strength podcast. Thank you so much.